Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Welcome back into the studio, Steve. More history today, and we're going to grapple with one, huh?
We are grappling with the topic of wrestling. And then years after the Civil War, wrestling became one of those cheap entertainments at carnivals. People really became quite enamored with the topic of wrestling. There were college wrestlers, there were people looking for fast money in competitions, and sometimes spectators were even encouraged to step into the ring to take on wrestlers. Well, in the 20th century, wrestling became as popular as baseball and boxing in this country. And the ethnic groups such as the Germans, the Polish, the Czech, the Hungarians, the Greeks, the Scandinavians all had ethnic wrestlers that they competed against one another. Wrestling took a little dip in popularity in the early 1900s, but then it came back, and it came back really because of three people in the Sheboygan area. One of the three was called Ed the Strangler Lewis.
I love it.
And he was actually born Robert Friedrich in Nakusa, Wisconsin in 1890. He was born a 15-pound baby, and at 13, he was raised on a farm in the Falls. By age 13, he was 190 pounds, and farmers would like to try to wrestle with him. He went pro at age 14, changed his name to Ed Lewis because he thought that would have a more appeal to wrestlers, and became known as the Strangler because of his headlock hold. So he entered the University of Kentucky in 1910. In 1913, he wrestled out at the old Woodman Opera House in Sheboygan Falls. And then in 1916, there was this wrestling match between him and Joe Stecher, which was held in Omaha, Nebraska. Lasted for 5 hours. Neither one could throw the other or hold the one up. They ended up running out of daylight, and the match ended a draw, lit only by the headlamps from the automobiles that were in the area.
Amazing.
And so he actually became one of the three people that reinvigorated the sport of boxing nationally in the golden age of sport, which was in 1920 to 32 when Babe Ruth was playing baseball. But he's from Sheboygan Falls.
The Strangler.
The Strangler.
Great story.
Look for more things on all sorts of local history at the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. You can find us at www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.